Florida today.
We're here.
You're Marcus Whitman?
Yes, Whitman.
Okay. It's Whisman, right?
Correct.
Okay. Great. Tell me, have you finished your competition?
No, we're on the second to last day. Tomorrow morning will be our final event, and we'll be done.
Okay. What do you have tomorrow?
We have a board proceeding in which we go in front of the Sergeant Major of the Army and six Major Command Sergeant Majors, and they will ask us questions on various military topics.
Okay. Good. How do you feel? I mean, how do you feel so far in a competition?
I'm sore.
Okay. But I mean, as far as your standing?
Yeah, I've done pretty well on most of my events, so I think I have a shot at it.
Okay. But you don't find out for another week, right?
Oh, no, yeah. We have no idea how we've scored or done to this point. All we can really do is self-assess and kind of place where you think you might be.
Okay.
And we finish, we'll find out on next Monday at the AUSA awards luncheon.
Okay. AUSA, okay, awards luncheon. And that's in D.C.?
It is.
Okay. Let's see.
They call this the Super Bowl of Army competitions, so.
Okay. Okay. And then I'll hold that. We'll hold on. So it's been, I would imagine, pretty grueling over the past few days, huh?
Oh, yes. Very intense events, late nights, a little bit of sleep, and we just pushed through it, so it's been pretty fun. I can't complain.
Okay. So you are from Palm Bay, is that correct?
I am. I graduated at Bayside High School in 2004.
Bayside 2004. Okay. And so how old are you now?
I'm 27.
27.
As of last Sunday, actually.
Oh, yeah. Okay, great. Bayside High, 2004. And do you still have family here? Or?
I do. I have a brother and some nieces there.
Okay. So, can you tell me a little bit about the competition? I mean, you were talking about some late night, and I guess, you know, and I've seen some of the pictures, some of the overall pictures, you know, that show looks like either early morning or at night, you know?
Yeah.
So... What is it? I mean, do you start early and go late, or?
It depends on the day. Like this morning, they woke us up with grenades, and we went outside for our first event, and there was basically a mass casualty. It was, what would you do if a bomb went off and a whole bunch of soldiers got injured? Was a scenario, and we went out to the field, and there was bodies across the field of people simulating injuries, and we had to go out and treat them.
Right.
That was a little bit before 4 o'clock this morning.
Okay. A little before 4. So are you finished now for the day, or?
We finished our more difficult events at about noon today, and then we're, doing social media as an event. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So this cover a whole bunch of stuff. I mean, it's not just, it's physical, it's mental, is that correct?
Oh, yes. It's been very physical, and you have to write two written essays in 45 minutes on topics that they'll give you. And so it's very difficult to write two five-paragraph essays in 45 minutes off the top of your head, and you're going
right.
to be graded for that. And then the very next event after that was take a 50-question exam on just I would guess just say Army topics. It's not like any one topic. There's like there's just so many topics that they can cover.
Okay. Okay. 50 question exam, and then of course there's the physical stuff.
Yeah, so we take the Army physical fitness test on the second day, which was Tuesday.
Okay. And now you're reaching this point means that you have gone through some preliminary competition.
Oh yes, you go to multiple other competitions, and you have to win those to even get to this level.
Right.
So
right.
It's really an honor to even be here because so few people ever see this competition.
Okay. So it's an honor to even be there. Okay, people. So few people get to this point.
Very few.
Okay.
There's only been like 9 or 10 winners of hundreds of thousands of soldiers that have served.
Right, right. Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's about the same as winning the lottery, I guess I would compare it to.
Okay. So you have to wait until Monday?
Yes.
Okay. But you feel pretty good about how you've done.
Yeah.
It's
really hard to say though, because these guys are pros here. They're world class athletes. I mean, it's anybody's game.
Were you in athletics here at Bayside or?
Oh, actually no.
No. Huh?
Coincidentally enough, I never played sports in high school, though I certainly play a lot of sports now. Actually, I coach a kids' soccer team.
Okay. So it's all from the Army. You got into sports.
Oh, yeah. The Army's definitely changed my whole outlook on life after high school.
Okay. And I think I saw something that said you've been in the Army for like 9 years or so? 8 years?
Oh, eight years.
Eight years. So this is a career.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt.
Okay.
I love being in the military, and I'll for sure make a career out of this.
All right. And you've been, I would imagine, all over different
locations. Oh, yeah.
Locations.
I served at Fort Bragg in North Carolina. I've been to Fort Wainwright, Alaska for 3 years. And then this is my third duty station out there at White Sands Missile Range in New Mexico.
Right. Okay. And you've had a deployment, I think, to...
Yes. Went to Iraq. I was in Talifar, Iraq for a year.
Iraq. In when? What year?
I was there from 2006 to 2007.
Okay. Great. I appreciate it very much. Thank you so much.
All right. Not a problem.
We'll have a story in the paper tomorrow, and it should be online also at floridatoday.com.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.